Well, in sports in the NFL, yesterday Alex Smith threw two touchdown passes for Kansas City, and the game clock finally stopped Johnny Manziel as the Chiefs held on to beat the Cleveland Browns 17-13 for their franchise record-tying ninth consecutive victory. Smith threw for 125 yards while running for 54, helping Kansas City clinch a playoff berth when Pittsburgh lost to Baltimore moments after his own game ended. The Chiefs jumped out to a 17-3 halftime lead Sunday, but their offense became listless over the final two quarters, just as Manziel was pumping some life into the Browns. The former Heisman Trophy winner led Cleveland to 10 straight points and then took over at his 30 with a minute 52 left and no timeouts. The Browns picked up three first downs, and Manziel hit Darius Jennings on 4th and 10 from the Chiefs' 32, but time expired before Manziel could get off another snap. He spiked his helmet in frustration as the Chiefs poured onto the field as they improved to 10-5 and clinch a wild card spot. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Carolina Panthers' bid for a perfect season has been stopped by a division rival. Julio Jones caught a 70-yard touchdown pass to put the Falcons ahead to stay in a 20-13 win over Carolina. Jones wound up with 9 catches for 178 yards for the 8-7 Falcons. Carolina got the ball with 90 seconds left and no timeouts remaining. And that's usually enough time for Cam Newton to pull out the win, but not this time. He fumbled on the second play of the drive, and Adrian Claiborne recovered to seal that win. Newton threw for 142 yards and ran for 46 yards and a score for the 14-1 Panthers. However, Atlanta was eliminated from the NFC wildcard race when Minnesota crushed the New York Giants 49-17. Adrian Peterson had his 7th 100-yard rushing game of the season, finishing with 104 and a touchdown. Jerick McKinnon ran for 89 yards and 2 touchdowns for the 10-5 Vikings, who claimed a postseason berth and moved into a first-place tie with Green Bay in the NFC North, heading into their season-ending showdown next week. Arizona wrapped up a first-round bye in the NFC playoffs by pounding Aaron Rodgers in a 38-8 rout of the Packers. The Cardinals sacked Rodgers 8 times and returned 2 of his fumbles for touchdowns. The Cardinals are now 13-2 on the season. Making his first start for Baltimore, Ryan Mallett threw for a career-high 274 yards and a touchdown as the Ravens beat the Steelers 20-17. Steelers are still alive for a playoff spot, although they need to win their regular season finale at Cleveland next week and hope the New York Jets lose to Buffalo. The Jets blew a 10-point second-half lead before taking advantage of some New England charity in a 26-20 overtime win. The Patriots won the toss in overtime, but for some reason they elected to kick off. Ryan Fitzpatrick never gave him a chance to see the ball as he led the Jets down the field and connected with Eric Decker on the game-winning 6-yard touchdown pass after hitting Brandon Marshall for a pair of scores in regulation. Brandon Weeden became the first quarterback in Texans history to throw for 2 scores and run for another in a 34-6 rout of Tennessee. The 8-7 Texans are in position to clinch the AFC South if Cincinnati wins at Denver tonight. Charlie Whitehurst came off the bench for the injured Matt Hasselbeck and engineered 2 scoring drives in the Colts' 18-13 win over Miami. Indianapolis still has a chance to win the AFC South, but they need help. Also yesterday, Buffalo, a 16-6 winner over Dallas. The Detroit Lions beat San Francisco 32-17. The Chicago Bears, a winner over Tampa Bay 26-21. And the New England Patriots, the New Orleans Saints, were a 38-27 winner over Jacksonville. The Vikings-Packers game at Green Bay that will decide the NFC North title has been moved to Sunday night. Through its flex scheduling option, the NFL placed that game in prime time, with the winner taking the division crown. 10 games are set for a noon kickoff, with the New York Jets at Buffalo, Pittsburgh at Cleveland, involving a potential AFC wild card. Houston, which will win the AFC South by beating Jacksonville at home, is also a noon kickoff. Among the 3:25 times, Oakland at Kansas City and San Diego at Denver, which will play a role in deciding the AFC West title, Seattle at Arizona and Tampa Bay at Carolina. The Cardinals and Panthers are chasing the top overall NFC seed, and those games kick off at 3:25 Sunday as well. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye football team continues preparations for the Rose Bowl in Southern California. The main news from Iowa Sunday is the senior tight end Jake Doozy will not play in the Rose Bowl against Stanford after he re-injured his knee during practice on Friday. Doozy had seen limited action in 9 games after suffering a major injury during spring drills. Iowa went to Disneyland Saturday and the Lawry's Beef Bowl Sunday evening. Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard says they are still staying focused despite the other things that are involved in the trip. Iowa meets up with Stanford Friday in the Rose Bowl. Senior tight end Henry Krager Coble says that leadership has been a big part of the Hawkeyes' success, and it all starts with quarterback C.J. Beathard.
We've built around him, and then, I mean, each and every guy does their job and takes their job very seriously. And when you have a guy like that and you have athletes around you that are just making great plays, everyone kind of feeds off each other, and we're all just trying to do our job and push this thing forward.
Running back LaShawn Daniels says the trip to the Rose Bowl casts off a year of hard work.
The taste that was left in our mouth at the end of the season last year, it really stung us. And when we got back in January, we've had plenty of great leadership throughout the team. And, you know, we got everybody together, and, you know, we knew that we had to change something. So we had to change our culture. We had to get back to doing Iowa football, playing Iowa football. And I really think that's what helped carry us throughout the year.
Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis says veteran players like tight end Henry Krager Coble have played a big role for the Hawks.
We've got some older players like Henry that, you know, understands, he has a lot of flexibility when we call a pass route about where he ends up. And so I think the players are the difference. The players have really studied, and they've taken the mindset that not only is it one game at a time, it's actually one practice at a time.
And we'll have that Rose Bowl game, Iowa versus Stanford, coming up on Friday for you here on the radio. 2 o'clock pregame, and just after 4 o'clock is the scheduled kickoff. Arizona receiver Caleb Jones has announced on Twitter that he'll skip his senior season and enter the NFL draft. Jones caught 73 passes for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns as a sophomore, and had 55 catches for 904 yards and 5 touchdowns this past season. And a top 25 college basketball yesterday, fourth-ranked Maryland tuned up for its Big Ten opener against Penn State with an easy win on Sunday as Robert Carter scored 19 points and Diamond Stone tied his career high with 16 as the Terrapins pulled away for an 87-67 victory over Marshall. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.